大家仲記得我依幾次講到嘅課題嗎？
Do you remember the series I've been speaking about?
有冇邊個記得啊？
Any one of you remember what I've been talking about?
我最近講嘅課題咧係關於愛嘅。
I've been speaking about the topic of love.
今次咧應該係嚟到第五次啊。
Today should be the lesson 5 of the series.
請大家翻去哥林多前書第十三章。
Let's turn open your Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
哥林多前書嘅第十三章咧，喺我哋屬聖經嘅基督徒嚟講咧，就知道呢一篇咧，我哋俗稱為愛篇。
This passage in 1 Corinthians 13 is known commonly as the chapter on love.
因為佢當中咧，好多都係講到關於愛嘅。
Because it speaks about the many aspects of love.
咁讓我哋一齊咧温習一下，咁大家聽我讀一至到七節。
I'll read to you now in Chinese from verse 1 to 7.
我現今把最妙的道指示你們。我若能說萬人的方言，並天使的話語，卻沒有愛，我就成了鳴的鑼、響的拔一樣。我若有先知講道之能，也明白各樣的奧秘、各樣的知識，而且有傳備的信，叫我能夠移山，卻沒有愛，我就算不得什麼。我若將所有的周濟窮人，又捨己身叫人焚燒，卻沒有愛，仍然與我無益。愛是恆久忍耐，又有恩慈。愛是不嫉妒，愛是不自夸，不張狂，不作害羞的事，不求自己的益處，不輕易發怒，不計算人的惡，不喜歡不義，只喜歡真理。凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。這段聖經呢，我起碼都是讀了三次的了。
This passage I've read to you at least 3 times.
我希望有一天呢，我們能夠懂得識背這個愛篇。
I hope one day we'll be able to recite the whole passage.
或者不是整章，最少呢第四至七節。
If not the whole chapter, at least from first 4 to 7.
就從愛是恆久忍耐開始。
Starting from love is patient, love is kind.
但你會發覺呢，這個愛篇對我們日常生活都是很有用的。
You will find this passage on love is very practical.
過去幾次呢，我們講到每個人每日都有自己的工作和責任。
We all have many things to do, different duties to discharge every day.
咁就算星期日你唔使翻工，你嚟到教会，或者你都会有一啲责任去帮手。
Even on a Sunday, you may have some duties to fulfill in a church.
唔知大家工作啊，或者完成你嘅任务咧，系出于一种责任感啊，还是出于爱心
？I wonder whether you discharge of your duties.Out of a sense of responsibility, of duty, or out of love.
嗱，如果係出於一種責任感去工作，都係好嘅。
Now, if you do something out of a sense of duty, it is good.
啊，如果今日輪到我當值，我要做啲乜嘢，我要盡我責任去做，咁係好嘅。
For example, today I'm on duty, I'm teaching. If I do so out of a sense of responsibility, it is a good thing.
因為好過唔負責任啊嘛。
It is certainly better than someone who is irresponsible.
但係咧，仲出於一種責任心去完成事情咧，都比唔上用愛心去做事。
But it is far superior to do something out of love instead of out of responsibility.
因為用愛心去做事咧，你會越做越起勁。
Because if you do anything out of love,The more you do it, the longer you go at it, the more enthusiastic you become.
你就會覺得越嚟越熱誠啦，越嚟越踴躍啦。
The more sincere, the more zealous you will be.
唔再講咧，就係你會好樂意去做每一件事。
Not to mention, you do everything willingly.
唔會話 我哋有时做妈妈咧，都会做得辛苦咧，都会怨神几句，系嘛
？And it's not like like a mother who has been a mother for a long, long time. At times, a mother would grumble under the burden.
嗱，如果出于纯粹一种责任感去完成一件事情咧，本身系好噶啦。
So I say again, it is a good thing to do something out of a sense of duty.
但系有时，如果你走呢条路走到辛苦嘅时候，如果純粹一種責任感，咁你可能走唔得好遠。
But when times are tough and things are hard, then to rely on a sense of duty would not be sufficient.
尤其是如果遇到一啲阻滯嘅時候咧，可能你唔係好想繼續啦。
Especially when you face big obstacles, then you may not want to go on.
所以咧，如果我哋能夠用愛心去做每一件事咧，會係一個好美麗嘅事情。
That is why I say it is a very beautiful thing to do things out of love.
並且咧，呢個會係一個更高一個層次嘅情況。
What is more, you will be living on a higher level.
因為我哋唔係淨係為咗去做一件事去做一件事。
Because you will be no longer doing things for the sake of doing them.
而係我哋有愛心咁樣去做。
But instead, you have love inside you.
嗱，上一次咧，我就同大家分享過。怎样可以有爱心去做事呢？
Well, last time we asked the question, where do we find the motivation of love to do things?
我怎样可以能够得到爱心这种力量啊，去对人，去对事呢？
Where do I get this strength of love to love others?
那我就讲到，可能我们首先要被爱去触动。
The first answer was that you must be touched by love in the first place.
我们首先被爱去充满。
You must be filled with love.
如果我们里面没有爱，我们很难说要用爱心去做事。
Because if you haven't got love inside of you, how do you do things out of love?
其实我们在每天里面，我们如果留意的话，都會知道咧，我哋其實係領受咗好多愛心。
And I said, if only you'll be observant, you'll see that you are being touched by love by many people, many things, almost every day.
不論係神賜俾我哋嘅陽光
，whether it is sunshine as a gift from God，
或者係雨水
，or rain，
或者係我哋身邊嘅人，佢哋為我哋做咗愛心嘅事
，or the acts of kindness that those around you perform for you。
或者是神通过人向我们所施的恩惠
Or is kindness that God extends to you through people?
要我们多多去吸收，去留意这些爱心的行动事情，你的心会被爱触动。
The more you soak in all these acts of kindnesses and be touched by them, and you'll be motivated by love.
你得到别人的恩惠和爱心的时候，你又再去施予俾别人。
When you have tasted the kindness and the love of others, then you will extend the same kindness and love to others.
咁就好似一潭活水咁样啦。
It's like a pond of living water.
就系我哋得到嘅嘢，我哋又俾翻出去。
The water you get is the same water you give.
我哋得到嘅爱，我哋又俾翻出去。
You get love.You give love.
这个就是一个圣经的原则了。
This is an unchanging principle in the Bible.
我们得到的东西，我们不去积聚。
What you get, you don't accumulate.
我们会留出去。
You give.
如果积聚不留出去，这潭水就变成死水了。
Because if you accumulate it and don't give, the pond will become a dead pond.
死水呢就梗係會實臭啦。
Of course, dead water simply means stagnant water.
咁啊，對人咧就冇益處。
It's no good for anybody.
自從個上一個月分享過之後
，And since this lesson last month，
唔知道大家過去一個月有冇被愛去觸動呢
？I wonder whether you have in the past 1 month been touched by love.
你被愛觸動嘅時候，你有冇去愛別人呢
？And when you were touched by love, did you in response？Extend love to others.
如果咧係一個好嘅練習嘅話咧，不妨咧大家去每日去留意呢啲愛心嘅行動，然之後記低佢。
It's a good exercise to observe every day acts of love that you experience and to record them.
如果你细心咁去留意同埋记低佢嘅话咧，你会好诧异，啊，原来你得到咁多。
Now you need to be thoughtful and observant, and you will see many things.
嗱，所以我哋要先被爱触动，被爱充满，我哋有爱心就可以去爱啦。
So I say again, when you have been touched by love, then you'll be able to love in return.
但系我又会问一个问题。
Today I ask the next question.
呢个系咪唯一被爱充满嘅方法
呢？ Is that the only way to be filled with love?
我咁问呢，即系唔系啦。
The way I put the question suggests no, it's not.
呢个唔系被爱充满嘅唯一一个方法。
This is not the sole way of being filled with love.
应该仲有另外一啲方法。
There's got to be another way.
另外一個方法就好簡單。
This other way is a simple way.
就係咧個次序剛剛調轉。
But you got to reverse the direction.
剛才我話咧，你要先被愛觸動，被愛充滿，然之後你去愛。
Now the first way is that you've got to be first touched by love before you can love.
但係第二個方法咧就係個次序啱啱倒轉。
The second way is just the reverse.
就係你先去愛。
That is, you go and love first.
然后你会发现,
and then you will discover.
你的心里面的爱心会越来越多。
Your heart has more and more love.
即是说呢，你不需要等到你被爱充满才去爱的。
That's to say, you don't have to wait till you have love before you love.
我们要去实行，要用行动去爱先。
You need to implement the teaching. You need to take action.
因为你会发觉每一次你去俾出之后，
because you will discover every time you give love,
你里面嘅爱心咧就会越嚟越多。
The love in your heart will increase.
你对人嘅同情心会越嚟越深。
The sympathy you have for others will also increase.
呢个次序倒转。
Can you see the direction is now reversed?
你话系咪真噶
？You say, is this true?
你有冇试过？你有冇试过真诚去爱嘅时候，你发觉你里边会越嚟越多爱心
？Have you tried when you sincerely go and love, you have more love？
呢个事实咧，系我十三岁嘅时候，我已经体会到。
For me, when I was 13 years old, I realized this as a fact.
今天 Julia 咧，十二岁嘅 Julia 坐咗喺我哋中间。
Today Julia sits among us as a 12-year-old girl.
我唔认为十二岁咧系好细个。
I don't think a 12-year-old is too young to learn.
我相信十二岁都会听得明白。
I believe 12-year-olds understand many things.
我亦都唔会轻看一个十二十三岁嘅人嘅领悟能力。
I certainly do not look down on the ability of comprehension of 12-year-olds.
他们对神的事情那种的反应
Their perception about the things of God
因为在我自己十三岁的时候我已经开始觉得对神有很多反应
Because when I was 13 years old I responded to God
在我十三岁的时候我开始去学习去跟随神的道路
At that age I learned to follow the way of God
每日早上我翻学之前，我总系会用十五分钟嚟到读经祈祷。
Every morning before I went to school, I would always spend 15 minutes to read the Bible and to pray。
并且我系存住一个好认真嘅心去学。
And I did so with a very sincere heart。
我每朝早我都想知道神今日同我讲咩话呢
？Every morning I was looking forward to know what God would speak to me。
咁我就会打开呢本圣经嚟睇。
And I would open my Bible。
通常我就会从新约圣经开始。
And normally New Testament。
咁我睇到啲乜嘢呢
？And what did I see？
请大家翻去马太福音嘅第五章。
Give an example. Let's turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5.
第四十四节。
Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, and verse 44.
只是我告诉你们，这是耶稣讲的教训，要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告。
These are the words of Jesus, and he says, But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
Well, 作為一個十三歲，有咩仇敵呢？
As a 13-year-old, I didn't have enemies, really.
都談不上有咩仇敵嘅，但係我會留意得到愛呢一個字。
But then I did note the word love.
咁啊，對於十三歲嚟講，可能仇敵啊，逼迫你哋嘅，可能就係嗰啲蝦你嘅人咯。咁。
To me, as a 13-year-old, maybe enemy or those who persecute me are those who bully me.
咁但係呢啲蝦你嘅人要去愛佢哋。
So I must love those who bully me.
啊，仲要為佢哋祈禱。
And pray for them.
咁我哋又翻去。約翰一書嗰度睇下，喺後邊嘅。
Let's turn towards the end of the Bible. First letter of John.
約翰一書四章七節。
Chapter 4 and verse 7。
親愛嘅弟兄啊，我們應當彼此相愛，因為愛是從神來的。凡有愛心的，都是由神而生，並且認識神。
Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God.
啊，嗰啲認識神嘅人呢，就好似神一樣會去愛。
The Bible says here, those who know God would love as God loves.
因為愛係從神而嚟。
Because love is from God.
當聖經嚟到呢一度講到愛嘅時候。
When the Bible speaks about love here,
我作為一個十三個歲嘅細蚊仔，我同我自己講。
As a teenager of 13 years old, I thought to myself,
我話我都唔覺得自己裏邊有愛心，我點樣去愛啊
？I say to myself, I don't feel I've got love inside. How do I go about loving others?
我好似都係仲係需要人照顧。需要人哋愛就真。
Clearly, I still need to be taken care of. I still need to be loved.
咁我點樣去愛啊
？So how do I love?
咁我當然就冇答案嘅。
So I haven't got an answer.
但係喺我裏邊，我只係知道，既然聖經咁樣吩咐，我就照做啦。
But then I say, if the Bible says so, I'll do it accordingly.
我就照住聖經嘅吩咐去做啦。
I'll just do what the Bible teaches me to do.
去愛啦。
To love.
去為人祈禱啦。
To pray for others.
啊，或者嗰啲蝦我嘅，我為佢祈禱啦。
To pray even for those who bully me.
好好冇保留嘅，完全唔去反駁聖經，就照做啦。
I did not have any reservation. I did not resist the Bible. I just do accordingly.
我亦都唔去質疑聖經，你有冇搞錯啊？咁樣。
I don't query the Bible. I don't doubt whether the Bible is errant.
我就好純潔咁樣去照住聖經嘅吩咐去做。
And very simply, I just do what the Bible teaches.
呢個就係一個十三歲嘅細蚊仔嘅優點。
And this is the strength of a 13-year-old.
咁好快我就發覺。
And very quickly, I discover.
當我照住聖經咁樣做，喺我嘅能力範圍之外，我所能夠明白嘅事情上，我去愛。
Within the realm of what I could do, I could love.
我就發覺我內心對人對事係越嚟越多同情心。
I discovered that I had more and more sympathy and understanding for others from my heart.
我好似對人越嚟越。懂得去體諒同埋明白。
Clearly, I was more and more able and willing to understand others, to sympathize with them.
好似我開始多啲去懂得將自己擺喺對方嘅處境裏邊去設想一樣。
I knew what it was to put myself in other people's shoes.
啊，呢一種經歷咧係好奇妙嘅。
To me, that experience was amazing.
我覺得自己冇愛心，點樣去愛啊
？I thought to myself, I didn't have love. How could I love?
但我只係好純真咁樣去聽從聖經嘅教訓。
But then, simply and purely, I did what the Bible taught, and I got it.
你就信任神佢嘅吩咐咯。
I trusted in the teaching of God.
仲要去放低自己嘅諗法。
Of course, I needed to put down my own thinking.
因為咧，有時。 你係唔想去愛嘅，係咪？
Because sometimes you were not willing to love。
啊，有啲嘢咧，你係唔好想做，唔願嘅。
And there are certain things that you're not willing to do。
所以嗰啲時刻，你要放低自己嘅意思。
So at those moments, one needed to put oneself down。
喺呢個時候，好快脆，當我相信你都會嘅，就係好無保留咁樣去接受聖經嘅吩咐去做嘅時候咧。
So precisely when I did not reserve in my trust in the Bible，
啊，咁你會發覺，聖經講嘅話係真，神嘅愛係會好似倒水咁倒喺你心裏邊。
Then you will find that the words in the Bible are true， and indeed God will pour His love into you。
所以兩個方法。第一，我哋先要被神去觸動。
So now you see there are two ways to be filled with love. First, be touched by love.
另外就係先去愛。
The second way is that you take action first, go and love.
但係如果話我哋先要被愛觸動去充滿，先至去愛呢
？But if you say I would need to be touched by love first，
嗱呢個咧都係。一般人、常人都可以理解嘅道理。
Now, this is something that an ordinary person would be able to understand.
因為咧，如果你覺得有人愛你，你覺得幸福，咁當然你就會有力量去愛。
Think about it. If somebody love you, of course, then you may find the motivation to love in return.
嗱，呢個係常理啊。
This is a common sense.
但係如果話我哋要先接受、聽從神嘅吩咐去愛。
But now, first take action, go and love.
嗱，呢個就唔係一般人會咁樣想嘅。
This is not something an ordinary person would think or do.
因為有時我哋自己心情唔好。
Because sometimes you're in a bad mood.
我哋仲要去關心人。
How can you concern for others?
啊，或者我自身難保，我仲點幫人啊
？Or you are fraught with problems on your own.
所以咧，先去聽神嘅吩咐去愛呢。这个不是一般人的思想。
So under such circumstances, to live according to the words of God is not something an ordinary person would do.
我们会有很多的不同的顾虑。
We will have many reservations.
但我今天想讲给大家听的就是第二个方法，考验到我们是不是完全听从神的吩咐的时候呢，你就会经历到神祂的恩典。
But today I want to say to you that if youFollow the second way, you will experience God's reality.
Because if we only use the first way, then we will follow our own feelings.
Because if you rely only on the first way, then you'll be too dependent on your feelings.
And
sometimes your feelings may lead you astray.
剛才講嘅兩種方法咧，冇咩矛盾嘅。
Now these two ways are not contradictory to each other。
佢哋兩者係可以一齊嚟睇。
They are mutually compatible, actually。
因為譬如我哋得到神嘅恩典或者別人嘅恩惠之後呢
？Let me explain. When you have experienced and be touched by the love of others，
跟住我哋去施予翻。
And then in return you give love。
當我哋喺度施予嘅時候。
When you give,
咁神亦都会将更多嘅爱心加俾你。
God will increase your love so that you have more love to give.
所以好似成为咗一个良性嘅循环。
So that would become in itself a healthy cycle.
我哋得到又去施予，施予嘅时候神又会俾我哋更多。
You are given and you give, and as you give, you are given more and you give more.
所以就好似圣经所讲，凡有嘅仲要加俾佢。
As the Bible says, to those who have, more will be added to him.
如果冇嘅，连佢有嗰少少，佢唔用嘅话，都会攞走。
But for those who don't have, even that which he used to have will be taken away from him.
当我哋愿意听从神嘅吩咐去爱嘅时候
，But if we obey the teaching of God,
神将佢嘅爱。会好似倒水咁倒喺我哋身上。
God will give us love, like He pours water into you.
呢一幅系一幅好靓嘅图画嚟。
To me, this is a beautiful picture.
神是爱。
God is love.
即系话神嘅特征系爱。
Which means God's characteristic is love.
神咧亦都系好 喜欢，好希望见到人与人之间有爱心。
God wants very much to see people love each other，
仲埋同埋去彼此嘅去包容。
To see that people would bear with one another，
互相伤害咗嘅时候会彼此去饶恕。
To forgive each other when there is an offense，
咁当神见到人咁愿意去跟从佢嘅道路嘅时候呢
？And when God sees people are so willing to follow His way，
神会加更多嘅力量俾佢。
He will add more strength to those involved，
去听神嘅说话。
So that they can follow the way of God more。
即使一个人仲未认识神都好。
Even those who do not know God，
但系如果佢个心选择去走神嘅道路咧
？But if the person's heart wants to go the way of God，
神都会加力量俾佢。
God will give him strength。
但系或者如果你人生经验丰富啲嘅时候
，But for those of you who are older and more have more experienced in life，
可能你又会发觉，我去做好事嘅时候，或者我见到一啲人做一啲好事嘅时候。亦都唔覺得一定就會有佢個愛心就會增加喎。
You see, I have observed in life there are those who do acts of charity, they don't seem to have more and more love.
哦，點解咧
？Why is that？
咁係咪聖經講得唔係咁啱咧
？Is it the case that the Bible is not very accurate here？
咁究竟喺咩情況底下，當我哋去愛嘅時候？神就会加俾我哋更多嘅爱心。
So I ask, under what conditions God will increase a person's love?
又或者调翻转嚟问咧，喺咩情况之下唔会咁样发生
？Or conversely, under what circumstances this will not take effect?
有一个情况底下系唔会咁发生。
There is one condition under which this effect will not take place。
就是当一个人去做一件好事的时候
That when a person performs an act of kindness
他不是真的出于爱心
He doesn't do so out of love
他只是为了自己
The motive is for himself or herself
所以这个动机是为自己
So the motive is really selfish
或者是想炫耀自己
Perhaps the person wants to obtain praise
得到称赞我做了一件好事了希望人哋留意到
See what act of kindness I've done
或者别人可以赞我几句
I just love to hear the praises of men
或者在人当中可以得到一些名利
Maybe my status among my peers will be higher
可能在很多的华人的圈子里面都有这样的情况
We see this very often in Chinese communities
就是捐錢了
That is donate money
有很多人捐錢是為了面子
It's a fact that many people give money for face
我丟多少錢出來贊助你唱歌來籌款
See how much I give
大家好像鬥多錢
Chinese sometimes tend to compete with one another by how much you give
在这种情况底下是为自己
Now, Under this condition, the giving of love is really for themselves
这一种善事无论那件事是多好
No matter how good the thing is such act of so-called charity
这个人的爱心就不一定是会增加的
It's not really an act of love and he will not find he has more love
因为表面上是一件
Because although on the surface what he does is an act of kindness,
但其实是为自己
But in reality, he really does it for himself.
他不是出于一种真诚的爱心
It's not done out of a heart of true love.
这样在神的眼中，这一件事和这一个人就算不得什么
And in the eyes of God, this person and what he does is nothing.
只有出于爱神的心真正爱神爱人的心才会得到神的祝福
Only actions out of love of God and love of people will be noted and approved by God
请大家翻去最后一段圣经，喺罗马书嘅十二章。
We'll turn to our last passage today, the book of Romans, chapter 12,
第九节。
In verse 9.
爱人不可虚假，恶要厌恶，善要亲近。
Verse 9. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good.
虚假是讲到一个人的内心的深处。
Genuine is referring to the sincerity of the heart.
不是讲紧外表做了什么行动。
It's no longer talking about external acts.
雖然我哋外表嘅愛心行動係好重要
，although external acts in themselves are also important，
因為愛心係要用行動表示出嚟嘅。
Because love is not love if it is not action。
但係呢個愛心呢個行動咧，聖經提醒我哋又不可虛假。
But the Bible's reminder for us here is that the motive must be genuine。
啊！唔好為咗得人嘅稱讚去做。
The motive must not be for to obtain praise from people。
譬如你做咗一件好事。
For example, you do something good。
但係冇人知喎。
But then nobody take notices。
你仲做唔做咧
？Will you continue to do it？
你仲係咪好樂意去做咧
？Will you continue to do it willingly？
冇人讚你喎。
Because nobody even give you a word of approval。
因為沒人知道嘛。
Because nobody knows.
但是呢，神就知道。
But then God knows.
神就看到。
God sees.
不論是惡的是善的。
Whatever thing, good or bad.
神都會看到。
God sees.
神會按照著我們所做的，我們的內心的狀況，去報答我們。
And according to what we do,And out of what motive we do them, God will reward each one.
所以讲到爱心的时候，我哋讲到行动同埋里边嘅动机。
So when we speak of love, we must do so in two levels: the action and the motive.
第九节嘅下半句。
Let's take note of the second part of verse 9.
恶要厌恶，善要亲近。
Hate what is evil, hold fast to what is good.
亲近嘅意思咧，即系持守咁解。
To hold fast means to persevere.
即係要繼續做落去。
Persistently.
惡我哋唔要嘅嘢。
But what is evil, we don't want.
但係善嘅好嘅嘢，我哋要去抓緊。
But what is good, we must hold fast to.
有啲人會混亂。
And some may be perplexed.
尤其是咧，當我哋講到愛心嘅時候。
Especially when thinking about love.
有咩咁混亂咧
？Why is someone confused？
尤其是我哋基督徒講愛心講得多。
This includes Christians. Christians talk about love a lot.
有時混亂到唔知道黑白。
Christians can become so confused when talking about love. We can't tell black from white.
因為有唔同嘅人，佢哋唔明白點樣去愛嘅時候，佢哋會問。
Because those who don't understand what is love would ask.
譬如某某朋友，佢向我有一個請求。
It's a friend of mine comes to me and asks for a favor.
請求我咧幫佢做一啲事情。
My friend asked me to do something for her.
但係嗰啲事情咧就唔係話好正當。
But the thing she requests for me is not really proper.
在人面前或者甚至在政府面前都不是很正当。
In the eyes of men, and even in the eyes of the government, it's not something proper.
但如果我们不明白神的爱心是什么呢就以为什么都要岌头呢才叫做爱呢那我们又搞错
了。Now, if you're confused what the Bible means by love, and you say yes to any request,
那你就会搞错了。
Then you're mistaken.
呢度圣经提醒我哋，起码一个好简单嘅一个底线。
The Bible reminds us of a bottom line here。
呢度话恶要厌恶，善要持守。
Hate what is evil, only hold fast to what is good。
呢个底线就系神嘅圣洁啦。
The bottom line is the holiness of God。
假如有人对你嘅请求唔合乎神嘅圣洁嘅话呢，咁就唔应该去做啦。
If your friend's request contradicts God's holiness, you're under no obligation to do it.
所以我哋用爱心做事咧，要明白得好透彻。
So before we can take action to love, we've got to be very clear what the Bible teaches about love.
否则咧，我哋基督徒或者学紧去跟随神道路嘅人咧，有时会自己唔小心学错咗。
Otherwise, those of us who want to learn the ways of God can err.
无论如何，今日我嘅信息就系，我哋要去被神嘅爱去充满咧，我哋先去爱。
You go and love first, and then you will discover your heart has more and more love.
咁我哋又讲到神会睇我哋嘅动机。
We also learn that God will look into the motive of our hearts.
当我哋嘅动机唔系为自己
，When the motive is not for yourself,
神见到我哋去听从佢嘅教训去爱嘅时候，佢会将佢嘅爱好似倒水咁倒喺我哋嘅内心。
When God sees you do so out of an obedience and trust in His words, He will pour love into your hearts.
咁我今日嘅分享系咁多。
I conclude here today.